Hi, listeners. My name is Krista Kiesian, Marketing Manager for Leave and Disability at Lincoln Financial. Many of us have had to adapt our work styles to fit this new environment as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. This has included not only how we work, but where we work as well. Working from home can provide many conveniences, but how do we stay connected? In this time of social distancing, not having those daily in-person encounters we are so used to can pose a challenge for many of us. The question remains, how do we foster business relationships in a virtual environment? To talk more about creative ways to stay connected during this time, we're joined by two of my colleagues at Lincoln Financial, Ashley Cater, Vice President of Innovation, Customer Experience, and Voice of the Customer, and Aramel Hewish, Innovation Consultant of the Ideation Team. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for having us.
So a lot has been published about the importance of staying connected during this time from a personal perspective, but not as much from a business perspective. From your experience, can you talk about the importance and benefits of staying connected from a business perspective?
Sure. So I think staying connected is a crucial element really to ensure, you know, business continuity in this very uncertain time. So from an internal perspective, keeping teams working together in a collaborative fashion is important to ensure, you know, we're all focused on meeting our collective goals. I think that with the impact of COVID causing so many people to feel like they're no longer in the driver's seat, right? Like they're not in control of this situation. Mm-hmm. Having that clarity and having the ability to make decisions and be in control of our own work destiny is something I feel, you know, a lot of people are finding as like a positive distraction and really a way to kind of fulfill that inherent human need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aaron, I want to go back to something you said because it really struck me, which is we're human. As human beings, we're very social creatures. And I think during COVID, many people have been sort of forced into situations where they've lost that social connection. Yeah. And I think that the ability to create new ways of interacting with one another, whether it's through technology, whether it's through a phone call, a digital interface, video chats, what have you, those are really great ways of not only building a connection, but sort of facilitating a deeper trust that type of communication engenders. And then that can also translate to improved business results too.
Yeah, Ashley, that's well said. Jumping to your experience being on the innovation team, I know your team is known to approach a problem by thinking outside the box. Can you talk about how this is done? Maybe some tips you both use to find a potential solution for challenges like staying connected?
Sure. So, you know, I think one of the most important factors really in effectively tackling a problem is first, be sure that you're solving the right problem. So in our work, we dive deep not only, you know, in understanding what the problem is, but understand why the problem exists. And the why is often really best uncovered by focusing on that human element and leveraging things like, you know, showing empathy to really understand what a person is feeling and what's causing them to, you know, be experiencing the said problem. We also can never assume that there's like a one-size-fits-all solution as everybody has different needs, right? The needs for somebody, you know, who right now was used to going into the office, having that team camaraderie, you know, spending 8 hours of the day with their group and kind of really being heads down focused on work. Mm-hmm. You know, switching somebody from that scenario to like now being at home with your husband and your children, or somebody who has gone from that team environment of the office to being home now alone. You know, it's a very different situation. I mean, the root cause, obviously, of, you know, in this scenario being COVID causing us to have to change up how we work. The experience, though, from that based on our own personal lives and situations really does cause us, you know, kind of like the solutions to be different. So I think really being able to understand what those unique needs are of people is really important to all of our work. And really being able to solve for like the diversity of needs, you know, that's really key. I think about it, you know, from our own perspective and from my perspective, I also look at, you know, in today's situation, it's important to understand some of the different personas, right? So there's people out there who have technology, they're able to use Zoom videos. But for example, like I think about my father-in-law who, has still like a flip phone. He doesn't have a smartphone.
Right.
He only uses it for an emergency. It's not even charged or on half the time. He's not technology savvy. He doesn't have a trust in technology. And, you know, he's by himself. And so we were trying to think of ways, how do you supplement, you know, some of that human interaction for somebody who doesn't have technology, where Zoom is great for all of us or some of the other virtual tools, but what if somebody doesn't have that? So, you know, we kind of, our own family had to think outside of the box, and we've been going over for our quote unquote Sunday visits, which now is very different. I mean, he doesn't allow us in the house, but we pull up in our, you know, SUV, pop the hatch, all of us sit in the back, and he sits on his front porch, and we, you know, safely have human interaction, quote unquote, you know, from a safe distance, with my husband's father and my children's grandfather. So, you know, it's looking for the best case scenario methods, I would say, for how to kind of supplement or even replace some of the normal ways that we've gone about our lives in order to really keep us connected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and one of the other things that I would add there is within innovation, stories are key. And Aaron really hit on the point about every individual is their own human being with their own sort of background. You may know some pieces of it, you may not. I think COVID-19 has sort of exposed many of us to more facets of each of our colleagues. I know mine certainly get a look into the craziness that is my household with, you know, multiple children running around during the day. So they get a different flavor than maybe they had before when it was just me, frankly, working from home. But I think it's that story piece. And the more that we can understand all of the different stories that make up a one human being, and then layer on all of those different stories of different human beings, you start to build a very unique perspective that helps you to think about things in a different way. And one of the really great things that you know, our team actually did to stay connected prior to COVID-19, because we were very much a remote team to begin with, is something called The Hive. It is the idea behind it was to bring all of the different experiences and expertise that each of us had because of all of the different jobs that we've done in the past and the different educational experiences that we've had, and bring those together to build up each other by sharing that through a very dynamic type of experience through remote channels. And so we were able to leverage each session with something different. So we might be learning about how to draw on a digital tablet and playing Pictionary, you know, in four or five different states as a means of better exploring that skill set. Or we might look to understand, you know, someone's prior life as an IP attorney and what they can teach us and what we can learn and apply now to the innovation space and what we were working on. And so that's been a great way to really look at what you have available. Think about, you know, the skill sets that are sort of around. Think outside of just the jobs that you've done or the job you do today, because everyone has really unique backgrounds and histories that they can draw from. And then pull that together in a way that makes use of the tool set that you have at your disposal. Sometimes it's digital, but sometimes it might be something more, you know, more of an analog experience that still can bridge that divide and create that social experience.
Yeah, I definitely think that it would be super valuable and something that a lot of teams could leverage, no matter what business you're in. I think getting all the minds together and learning something new together is definitely a way to build a really involved environment. Going back a few weeks, and what really inspired this episode, in fact, there was a challenge posed to our team. We were asked to think about creative ways to stay connected during this period of social distancing and working from home. And I was so intrigued by the list that your team put together, wondering if you could share your top ideas with us and how someone may go about implementing these into their day-to-day business practices.
So I would say one of my favorite things is, again, that aspect of learning about somebody else now that you see them in a completely different environment. So for me, it's the office tour. It's the ability to say, you know, show me where you're working. And I actually, because I work from home, I do have my own office. And typically behind me, you'll see sort of a wall of books. But now with COVID-19 and everybody being home, that actually hasn't been where I've been doing most of my work. I have to be mobile and be able to respond to, you know, a couple of toddlers running around or my 4-year-old wanting something. So sometimes you might find me sitting at, you know, the kitchen counter on a stool. Other times, you know, I might be in my basement playroom trying to make sure that no one's killing each other. So, you know, I've had to flex. And so people very much get a tour of my various working stations. And so seeing where others are at, and seeing what might be really important or special to them that's, you know, behind them as they give us a video view into their world has been really unique and interesting for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just comment on that, that you probably learn more about that person too, right? When you're in the office, you really only get one view of them. They might be more one-dimensional, but getting to see where they work and how they work from home, you know, whether it's kids running in the background, kind of gives you a really 360 view of that person, getting to know them better. I think that's awesome.
I agree 100%.
Are there suggestions or strategies for that folks can use to develop or implement their own plans when it comes to fostering connections in a non-face-to-face manner, even when they get back into the office?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Chris, it really depends on customizing it to the team and the group. So you really have to understand what's important to those that are on your team. If they are a very, you know, visual group, you might want to think about different activities or ways of engaging with that that type of perspective versus if you've got someone that really uses their sense of taste, as an example, you might start to structure ways to engage and take some time away from the office together. Maybe you create sort of a competition to taste all of the burgers around your office and understand which one's the best, right? So you can get creative. If you understand what is meaningful to those around you and then structuring it that way. So it takes a little bit of creativity, but more importantly, it takes getting to know your colleague, your coworkers. And I think this situation has certainly enabled us to get to know everyone a lot better than we might have done anyways. And I think it's really just about building on that foundation as you think about moving back into the office when we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with it, what Ashley said. And I think, you know, one of the key things and one of the really interesting opportunities that when we look to, you know, come up with new and unique ways to really connect with people is, you know, by bringing people into our homes, right, every day as we're on, you know, web calls and things like that, people have seen, you know, that there is more to just the work persona that we all present. And I also, you know, I also think that if you can find that common thread, which you may not know exists, right? Like, Chris, I know you're an avid golfer. I cannot golf, but, you know, if others aren't as familiar with you and what some of your, you know, hobbies are and things that really bring you joy, you know, maybe by working from home, you could be on a web call and someone could see like trophies behind you, pictures of like the Masters and things like that, and realize like, hey, Chris, I never knew you were an avid golfer. Like, let's go golf sometime or something like that. So it's really, I think, just opening up opportunities to really find those common threads. And I think it'll be interesting to see how this changes us, how by having some of those insights into, you know, more of the whole person, through us being a part, which I think is the really interesting element there, you know, knowing that and learning that about each other when we come back together, what's that going to be like? You know, what will some of those work relationships be like? Will they be stronger? Will they be different? Will we be more apt to, you know, engage with each other outside of work? So I think, you know, in some ways, while it's been really hard for us to all be apart and having to social distance, I'm hopeful that as we come back together, we'll come back together, you know, stronger and more connected.
I don't disagree with anything that Erin has said, but I would caution everyone. I think there's this big desire for us to get back to whatever the new normal is. But I think many of our, you know, friends and colleagues might be personally impacted by this situation. And so we have to factor in the whole person when we're ready to move back into an office environment. Because while there are many things that people may share with us, there may be, you know, key pieces that we may not know. We may not know how many individuals personally, you know, had the illness or had family or friends that had the illness or even passed away from it. So we just have to be sensitive to that whole person and make sure that, you know, we've built in a deeper compassion, and we're putting that human front and center when we're ready to make that move again.
Well, I think with that, I just want to thank you both so much for taking the time to talk with me about staying connected. It's really been a pleasure.
Thanks, Chris, for having us. We appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Chris. Really appreciate it.
To everyone listening, thank you for joining us. We will continue to cover topics that help employers and their employees through this new environment. So be sure to subscribe to Lincoln Absence Advisor on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The information contained in this podcast is for general use and is not a substitute for the advice of an attorney or your human resource professional. Lincoln Financial Group is the marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation and its affiliates. Affiliates are separately responsible for their own financial and contractual obligations.